Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And this month, to celebrate our beginning of our third year of Pray Every Day, I'm reading these verses to you from the Holy Land, and I am praying for you from there. What a privilege it is to be able to be here and to pray for you and to know that you're on my mind and you are so very loved. Thank you again for taking time every day to just be with Jesus. He loves you so much. Today we are reading Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 through 34, and we're reading out of the English Standard Version of the Bible this month. This is what it says. And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him, coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out, What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? Now a herd of many pigs was feeding at some distance from them, and the demons begged him, saying, If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of pigs. And he said to them, Go. So they came out and went into the pigs, and behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the waters. The herdsmen fled, and going into the city, they told everything, especially what happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this story, and thank you that I actually drove by this place today where there was a cliff where the pigs flew off. And it's a real place, and I think that's the thing that I just have to keep reminding myself of is that these are not, as I prayed yesterday, these are not fairy tales. These are true stories of things that happen when you walk this earth. And the power of this story is that these men were tormented. They were possessed by demons. They were running around in these caves, and you could see the caves from where we were. And they were desperately tormented, and yet Jesus, with a word, so easily you cast those demons out. And Lord, so I pray for those who are going through spiritual warfare right now, who feel like there's darkness that's prevailing and the light is not seeming to get in. Lord Jesus, would you bring light in the darkness? Would you deliver those who are struggling with sin, maybe repetitive sin or hidden sin? Would you deliver them today in Jesus' name? For those that are struggling with depression and anxiety, I pray for deliverance today. For those who are battling a chronic illness, I pray for deliverance today. For those who are maybe confused or confounded in their faith or they're lacking faith, I pray for clarity today. For those who are longing to see their loved ones come to know you, I pray that you would answer the heart cry, their prayers and longing to see you move in the people whom they love so much. Lord, nothing is impossible with you. You've made the heavens and the earth by your great power, and therefore help us to have that faith that nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. We can do all things through you who gives us strength, that we can learn how to live in want, and we can learn how to live in plenty. We can learn the secret of contentment that Paul talked about because of who you are and how you love us and work in and through our lives. Lord, thank you so much that we're never alone, that we've been sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with us always, and that Holy Spirit will convict us of sin and bring us the comfort that we need. I pray for those who are grieving today, who are walking that grief journey, and I pray that you would carry them like a shepherd carries a lamb over his shoulders. Would you carry my friend who's grieving? Would you grieve alongside? And I thank you for your example, Jesus, of when Lazarus was in the tomb, you wept and you grieved, and you gave us an example that we shouldn't just stuff our emotions and not cry, but you actually did grieve before that tomb. Even though you knew you were going to resurrect him, you still grieved. And so, Lord, I pray that you would teach us how to grieve well. We just don't do that very well. Sometimes we just try to stuff. And so help us to walk through the pain so we don't have to revisit it later. I pray all of these things in Jesus, your powerful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels you can support at. At $10, I'll send you a free painting every month. And thank you so much to all of you who are supporting the podcast, because you're really keeping it on the air. And so I am going to sign off from Israel, and I pray that you will rest in the knowledge that peace is possible, and that peace comes from the Prince of Peace.